This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
An alleged plot to kill House Speaker John Boehner by either poisoning him or shooting him. The former bartender was indicted last week.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is a Wednesday, January 14th, 2015. It is the birthday of Stacey Jones, sister to Nikki Woods. John Boehner's former bartender once made plans to slip poison into the House Speaker's drink or shoot him and drive him away. Among the reasons driving the alleged assassin plot, Michael Hoyt heard voices that told him Boehner was evil. He thought the Ohio Republican was the devil. He blamed Boehner for the Ebola outbreak, and he thought the Speaker was just mean to him.
Well, the evil part is right. He's got that part.
And I'm sure Boehner was mean to him.
Well, yeah. Probably.
And it wouldn't take anyway. All that evil in Boehner, you know, that poison wouldn't take. So
well, he was indicted last week on charges that he planned to.
And he heard voices?
He heard voices. See, that's the part. See, when you hear voices, then, you know, everything just kind of falls away.
If he hadn't said voices.
If he hadn't said voices.
Because Boehner is evil.
Boehner is evil.
And what else did he say he heard?
He said that he was evil. He was hearing voices and that he was the devil.
He is evil. He probably is the devil.
And he also blamed him for the Ebola outbreak.
I don't know about that.
But, you know, two out of three is pretty good. He just shouldn't have said voices.
So now he's been indicted on charges that he planned to kill the speaker, a plan that made him, that got him fired from his golf and country club in Westchester, Ohio. Meanwhile, Congressman Randy Weber is apologizing for a tweet that compared the president's absence at the Paris March on Sunday to Adolf Hitler. The Texas Republican said...
Is that a stretch or what?
Well, he said he hadn't intended to trivialize the Holocaust nor compare the president to Adolf Hitler.
But he did.
The mention of Hitler was meant to represent the face of evil that still exists in the world today. And he said, I realize now the use of Hitler invokes pain and emotional trauma for those affected by the atrocities and the victims of anti-Semitism and hate.
Hitler?
Meanwhile, former governor of Arkansas is slamming the president and the first lady for letting their daughters listen to Beyonce. He's out promoting a book, also looking to run for president, many believe. And in his book, he has already slammed Jay-Z for crossing the line from husband to pimp for exploiting his wife Beyonce as a sex object. Now, in an interview, he's baffled about the president and the first lady's fierce protection of their daughters, but it doesn't extend to their musical choices. And that is in reference to the fact that the first lady lets them listen to Beyonce and go to Beyonce concerts.
Okay. That's an interesting discussion. Now, I don't appreciate Huckabee, talking about the first daughters. I think that's off limits. But
he hasn't learned.
He hasn't learned. Okay, but young girls listening to Beyonce, as a parent, how do you feel about that?
And that's a good question, and I think parents can answer that and text you on 646464.
How do you feel about your daughter listening and singing the words?
But it's no different than parents who had kids, you know, who were big fans of Miley Cyrus when she was on Disney, and now Miley Cyrus has gone. Why doesn't he, talk about parents who allow their kids?
Oh, I agree with you on that. I'm just talking about in general now. Not about the president and what Huckabee said.
How does Mr. Knowles deal with it?
You know, it's got to be an uncomfortable. As a parent of a young daughter, it's got to be uncomfortable to listen to Beyonce with your daughter.
Or Miley Cyrus.
Or any of the others that have, you know, made these changes in their music. New York Jets have fired their head coach, Rex Ryan. So that happened. Now the Bills hired Rex Ryan, and now the Jets have made their hire, and it is brother Todd Bowles, former defensive coordinator of the Arizona Cardinals, takes over as the new head coach for the Jets, and nothing from the Chicago Bears. Those are your headlines.